Our scripture for today comes from the book of Psalms, Psalm 23. And I usually read from the New Revised Standard Version, but every time that I read this, I have to read it in King James. So, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May God bless this reading, hearing, and understanding of this, his holy word. Please pray with me. Father God, we come from our busy lives here to rest for a moment. We pray that you would open our minds, our hearts, our souls up, and may the words spoken, heard, and understood be pleasing to you. In Christ's name, amen. I'm busy, busy, dreadfully busy. You've no idea what I have to do. Busy, busy, shockingly busy, much, much too busy for you. During the slowdown reading at the beginning of our service, we saw how easy it can be to be so busy that we don't have the time to simply be present with our friends and family. There are times that we wish indeed that we would be able to lie in the green pastures beside the still waters that is talked about in Psalm 23. It would be great to experience these green pastures and still waters with our friends and our families. Just sitting together, perhaps enjoying some food, some good conversation, and a couple of laughs. Psalm 23 also talks about going through dark valleys and eating with our enemies, neither of which is an inviting thought. An unhurried God, though, is with us in the good times and the not so good times of our lives. And he invites us to rethink how we think about the interactions that we have with the people around us. He invites us to be more present and not so isolated to the people that we like, and yes, indeed, even to those that we don't like. When going through the down parts of our lives, does being isolated, does that really help things out? Or is it better if we are with someone? Having this companionship, being with other people, makes coping with things easier. One of the simplest ways to be present with people is by sharing a meal. Sitting down, whether it is in your house, outside in a park, or in your favorite restaurant, having good conversations and reconnecting in some cases with people. The nightly family meeting that seems to be becoming more and more scarce as time goes on. The family get-togethers, having your friends over for for supper or a barbecue or a swim party or meeting them in a restaurant, having lunch with work colleagues, even meals with the people that irritate, frustrate us. And having a meal with the alone and the people who don't get out very much. This is the simplest way, again, to be present with the people. About 30 years ago, I think it was, Holly's maternal grandmother had passed away, and Granddad was left behind. And at the time, Holly and I were living in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and we were about 15 minutes, I think. We were really close to where Granddad lived. And every Saturday, we would go bowling. And afterwards, we would have a meal together. Every Saturday morning, there'd be the phone call from Granddad. And sometimes it would go to the machine, and we'd come back and listen to it. Hello, this is Granddad. Are we bowling today? It was indeed a wonderful, wonderful time, where we would go bowling and Granddad would tell us everything that we were doing wrong, and then we'd go out for a meal and just have some conversation. And Granddad loved it because he was having a connection with people. And for those couple of hours on Saturday afternoon into evening, he wasn't alone. He was with his granddaughter and his grandson. Having a meal together, sharing meals, also it has a number of health benefits that go along with it. And this is not just having nutritious meals. And while that's important, there are far-reaching physical and mental health benefits to eating with others. It helps with stress. How many of us have come home in the evening from our jobs or other activities and we have just had a frustrating day? Holly and I always seem to have the conversation when we both are home. Boy, I really had a tough time today. Boy, those kids were just so naughty. Here, and she pulls out her phone and she shows me a picture. This day they had been doing painting and there were pictures of kids that were polka dot, because they had put paint all over their faces. Oh, it's frustrating, it's frustrating. I had to deal with this customer today. Oh my gosh, are they a pain to deal with. Stress contributes to many of the leading causes of death. Stress has an effect on our physical and mental health. And these in-person table conversations, as opposed to a phone call or a text message chain, these in-person table conversations, they cause us to relax. Because we're with someone that is willing to listen to us, and also because we're eating some pretty good food. Gives us an opportunity to unload what is troubling us, to not keep this stress in, but to let it out, which is extremely important, because if you don't, all of that stuff is just going to pile up. And at some point, the dam's going to break, and you will be dealing with strong, strong emotions. There is a benefit for our brains and for our memory. Table conversations help to keep one's brain active. Staying connected, talking to people, sitting at table actually helps reduce the risk of Alzheimer's. It has been theorized that as we grow older, we have more and more difficulty switching between daydreaming and being able to focus our attention, having those social interactions helps to keep our brains going, especially as we progress in years. It's important for all ages. I remember having wonderful, wonderful conversations with my dad's mom, Nanu, who lived a block over and three quarters of a block up, and my four, as my father would say it, my four spinster, three great aunts, and my bachelor uncle. And I would go down and I would sit on the porch with Uncle Dutch on the swing and listen to the music from the 40s. And it was just wonderful having these conversations of sharing and hearing about life experiences and about relatives, understanding the family history. And when we share these stories, it can lead to us breaking down some of our internal barriers and sharing our thoughts and sharing our feelings. As I mentioned, it helps keep our mental faculties from becoming diminished because they are not being used. Now, with all things, preparing a table, meeting, having in-person interaction with people, it does take a bit of effort and it does take a bit of planning. And it means making time in order to do it. We talked last week about determining what our values and what our priorities are so that we can say no to certain things and to free up time to do the things that we really need to do, to strengthen our connection with God the Father, to strengthen our connections to our family, to our friends. We need to be able to get together with the people that we need to when we need to. And in some cases, it is when that other person has the need to be able to get together, to be able to talk to us about what is going on in their lives, in our lives. I have found that if you simply talk to someone else, that you work it out, that you figure out what the answer is to how dealing with a certain problem or how to handle something. I've been privileged to sit with someone that has done exactly that. And my part of the conversation was simply, hey, how you doing? What's going on? And then a while later saying, sounds like a plan to me. That's the great, one of the greatest things that we can do is give somebody our presence. Now, preparing a table is something that is physical. Getting together, getting food, ordering food, whatever. But preparing a table is also reserving time in our lives to use when we need it. To use it when God wants us to use it. Remember, we are God's hands and feet here on earth. And to a certain extent, we are His eyes and we are His ears. And we just have to make sure that we are ready, willing and able to prepare a table, to have conversation, and to make life here on earth a little bit easier. Amen.